We're going to continue the Shulchan Menachem from yesterday. We're up to in the middle of 246, Reish Mem Vav. This person said the Rebbe Haggadah that he inserted things about the Shoah, about the Holocaust. And the Rebbe, after introducing and saying that one should not really add things on their own beyond what we have by tradition. So the Rebbe says that the above, how it connects to the Haggadah that you published, is self-understood, and that is that we know that the language is so self-understood, that the language of the Haggadah is very holy, and it's very accurate, very specific. This has been passed on from many generations and generations, even as far as the liturgies that go after the four cups at the end of the Haggadah, but how much more so the specifics as they are between cup and cup. So that's self-understood, that one should not add matters which are not connected, and it goes without saying not to add such matters which cause a person to mood to go against the spirit of the Haggadah, freedom, joy. In our case, talking about remembering the Holocaust. Based upon the above, and after asking forgiveness, the Rebbe says, it's understood that that addition, above addition, especially in between, in the middle of the Haggadah, between the cups, one cup and the other, not only is it not fitting, but it actually opposes and it sort of shakes up the whole idea of the Haggadah and its intent. And besides this, the Rebbe says, remembering the Holocaust is such an important event which needs its own setup, a time. And the Holocaust and the holy martyrs, may Hashem avenge their blood, they are deserving not to make them as a secondary to another matter, no matter how great it is. And especially in the time when person's mood is totally not fitting to be able to properly in the mood of talking about the Shoah, about the Holocaust. And further, the Rebbe says, just as there is a command of saying in the place where the Haggadah puts the Shvecha Moscha El Hagoyim Asher Lo Yidoucha, that may Hashem pour it as angry to the nations that don't know Hashem. And in a similar way, and even we find it even in a more sharper way, when they set up the time of the Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks and the 9 days from Av, only these days have been set up by our Torah, which is a living Torah, which gives us instruction to our life. So we don't have a right. So just as we have those days designated for mourning, so likewise we don't have the right to bring in into our festivals, which are meant to rejoice, matters that would cause you to become opposite of joy, but only in the measure that the Torah instructs us and teaches us to do. And therefore, when the entire family is gathered around the Seder table for the Seder of Pesach, and you bring in such a piece into the Haggadah with regards to it happening, with just a small reflection, causes a person a total disturbance up till the deepest part of your soul. So that shakes up the whole idea of the Haggadah of Pesach. So the Rebbe says, it would seem, so why are we screaming about the past? It's done already. But since every matter is by divine providence, and you sent me the Haggadah that you published, I have no right to just go over this and being quiet and not to express my view in something which is such a main point. And another, and further, I hope, I have a very strong hope, that if he will be convinced of the truth that I've written before, he will put an effort to explain to all those who received his Haggadah, similar as we find that the great sages and the great amongst Israel, the Tanoim Gdol Yisrael, they said, this thing that I told you, I am retracting, and they weren't embarrassed at all, because who understands? People make mistakes. And when Hashem will succeed you, and you will print a new printing of this Haggadah, you should take out this entire piece totally, and let it be Hashem's will that based on the Ani Maimin, that we believe in the coming of Mashiach, and every day I wait for him to come, that he will come very soon, and he will redeem us from this exile, this last one, and these matters will no longer be remembered because they are opposite of joy. And as the verse expresses this, as the days that you went out of Egypt, I will show you wonders.